On the final day of the legislative session, the rotunda of the state capitol was mostly empty, save for a handful of tourists and some lobbyists watching the proceedings on TV.
And that was our first.
This session, like last year's, was held mostly remotely because of COVID. While far from ideal, lawmakers have gotten the hang of legislating by Zoom, and legislate they did this year. Majority Democrats packed a lot into the last 2 months. They made adjustments to last year's police accountability laws. They passed new gun restrictions, including a long-sought limit on gun magazine capacity. They also approved new protections for Uber and Lyft drivers. And there were bills passed to crack down on college hazing and to address the epidemic of catalytic converter thefts.
This has just been a 60-day session, but so much has been accomplished.
Senate Majority Leader Andy Billig of Spokane took something of a victory lap as the session was winding down.
I'm excited about the gains that we've made in housing and education, really across the education continuum in early learning and childcare, K-12 and higher ed, advancements in climate action.
Much of what Democrats did is open the spending spigot even more. Despite the pandemic, the state is awash in billions of dollars in better-than-expected tax revenues. Democrats saw that as an opportunity to approve a historically large supplemental budget. They also passed a robust update to the state's capital construction budget, with money for school seismic upgrades and to address homelessness. Add to that the 16-year, nearly $17 billion transportation funding package, and you've got a trifecta, says Speaker of the House, Lori Jenkins.
These three budgets are going to be investing in jobs, in healthcare, in health, in safety, in public safety, in education, and in green transportation more than anything that we have seen in our history.
If Democrats are over the moon, minority Republicans are discouraged, especially over the lack of broad-based, across-the-board tax cuts.
Our inability to deliver tax relief, I think, is a big disappointment, especially as our constituents face 7%+ inflation.
That was State Representative Drew Stokesbury, the ranking Republican on the House Budget Committee. He and his fellow Republicans this year proposed all manner of tax cuts, from a 1% cut in the sales tax to a homestead property tax exemption on the first $250,000 of a home's value. State Senator Linda Wilson is the ranking Republican on the Senate Budget Committee. She's disappointed that Democrats didn't embrace those ideas.
I think that our middle-income families right now are being hit the hardest, and I don't see help for them. And we really had an opportunity to do that this year.
Democrats say they believe it's people on the lower end of the income scale who are struggling the most due to an uneven economic recovery. They also reject the idea that there's no relief for middle-income people. Senate Budget Chair Christine Rolfes points to expanded tax relief for businesses making less than $250,000 a year.
The small business tax credit is going to help thousands of middle-class families.
For their part, Democrats also proposed a 3-day sales tax holiday over Labor Day weekend and to make state parks and fairs free for a year. But those ideas didn't make it into the final budget. That's not all that died. So did a proposal from Governor Jay Inslee to require more housing density in cities, as did another bill from the governor to make it a crime for politicians to incite lawlessness by making false statements about elections. Other bills that fell short: an expansion of the state's Voting Rights Act and a labor-backed measure to create minimum staffing standards in hospitals. But the session wasn't all serious business and partisan rancor. One bill that made it over the net with bipartisan support: a measure to make pickleball, invented on Bainbridge Island, the official sport of Washington. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.